And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Scott Spears along with you on this middle of the week, Wednesday, September the 14th, 2016. 12:14 coming up on 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have got a jam-packed show today that you are not going to want to miss. So much news happened last night, and we're going to cover that in the next 2 hours. And next hour, we're going to be joined by the father of conservative radio, Barry Farber. Look up the name Barry Farber. Long before there was Rush Limbaugh, there was Barry Farber. He will be on with us from 1:45 until 2 o'clock today. And, of course, Sean Kraft in studio as well. Now, I want to read the story before I tell you the guest, because this has been Health Week. More than anything else in this presidential candidacy and race, which has about 55 days left to go, it has been Medical Week. As most of you know, on September the 11th, Hillary Clinton became ill. She stumbled to her van. She was taken to her daughter's house. We later found out she had pneumonia. She's been resting. She will return to the campaign trail tomorrow. Donald Trump said he was going to release his findings of his physical that he took last week on the Dr. Oz show today. Well, if you're tuning into Dr. Oz today to see that, you might not. Here's the story off the wire. If viewers of Donald Trump's appearance on the Dr. Oz show are expecting a big reveal about Trump's physical fitness, they are going to be disappointed. Oz will not be reviewing the results of Trump's recent physical campaign. His recent physical campaign spokesman, Hope Hicks, told CNN Money this morning. That contradicts a claim made on Fox News on Tuesday. The Trump campaign now says it will likely release later this week information based on a physical exam that Trump underwent last week. Trump will be talking with Oz about his physical activity, dietary habits, and broader health-related issues. The plan also calls for Trump to discuss political topics that are of interest to the Dr. Oz show audience, like efforts to fight the Zika virus and Trump's new child care policies. Trump's daughter Ivanka, who joined him on the campaign trail last Tuesday, will also join him for part of the Dr. Oz show taping. So, if you're tuning in today to find out the results of Donald Trump's physical, don't tune in, because he's not going to be talking about it. He'll be there, but why won't he talk about it? And is Dr. Oz the right person to talk about it with? Well, there's only one guy whose opinion I validate on this. He was on earlier on this week, but it's medical week here, so we invited him back again today, and we're so glad he's accepted our invitation. For 23 years, you woke up with him as the medical expert and author on the Today Show, Dr. Art Uhlein. Dr. Uhlein, how are you?
I am well, Scott. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. You were on Monday. We talked about Hillary Clinton's episode with pneumonia. Now, you just have heard about this, as we have all heard about this morning. Well, first of all, two questions I have. Is it right, in your opinion, for a presidential candidate to be revealing his physical results on television, on the Dr. Oz show?
Let me take a deep breath. And let me quote Frank Bruni, a columnist I particularly enjoy in today's New York Times. And what Bruni says is, Trump's promising more detailed health information and a sit-down with Dr. Oz, who is Trump with a stethoscope. He also says maybe we should have Judge Judy hear the Trump University lawsuit. I don't think it's an appropriate place to presidential candidates' health. But, you know, this is what campaigns are all about. So I don't have a big problem with either one of them doing it. Oz needs ratings. Trump needs kindly exposure. Fine, go ahead. I just think it's important for the watching and listening audience not to be deceived into believing that they actually will understand anything significant about Trump's health afterward. And part of it has to do with the fact that it's the Oz show. Part of it has to do with the fact that a single physical examination doesn't really give you a true picture of any human being's health. Part of it has to do with the fact that, I am in fantastic shape today. I walked, climbed 2,000 steps with my wife last weekend, and I could be gone on Monday. There is no guarantee that last week's physical exam will keep you alive next week. I personally believe it is much more important to have the kind of information that John McCain gave us when he was running. He literally opened up a couple thousand pages of medical history and said, all right, there's who I am medically. So I just think we shouldn't kid ourselves. There's another really important fact to remember, and that is John Kennedy served as president when he had Addison's disease, a fantastically complex adrenal disorder, and functioned well. Franklin Roosevelt had polio. He operated from a wheelchair and led this country through some of its most difficult years. Ronald Reagan was shot and recovered to serve capably for some time afterward. So let's not kid ourselves. We're not going to know that much more about Trump. Having said that, let me just tell you that I've been watching this guy on television go through an incredibly grueling campaign, and he looks pretty vigorous to me. That's not a guarantee he's going to be well or alive next week, but he looks pretty vigorous to me. And I watched Hillary Clinton go through a crazy weekend of appearances. These people go 20 hours a day, and she did it with pneumonia. That, I'm impressed. That's a pretty vigorous person who got through that. Now, she shouldn't have done it. She should have listened to her doctor and gone to bed, but she'll be back on this trail. So I personally, my gut reaction is that I have learned more by watching these two people on television for the last 3 months than anybody is going to learn in 30 minutes on the Dr. Oz show.
Well, that being said, we're not going to learn it in 30 minutes on the Dr. Oz show, because as of this morning, even though it was heavily promoted on all the cable networks, heavily promoted by Dr. Oz, he's not going to do it. Medically, we wouldn't know why, but again, as a media person as well, Dr. Uhlein, what do you make of that?
Politics as usual. I don't make much of it. I think we can expect that Hillary Clinton is going to open up all of her medical records. I think she kind of has to do it now, and I don't think she's got anything to hide. I think that's going to put a lot of pressure on Trump to do the same. All right, let's look at all your medical records. John McCain did it. Why won't you do it? Now, if he won't do it, some people will speculate he's hiding something, just like they're speculating about his taxes. I don't buy into that game. I don't pretend to know anything about what's in their records. I have no problem telling you that I have watched two vigorous people go through incredibly tough schedules, and that to me, common sense wise, says something good about their health. But I'm not going to guess beyond that.
Well, Dr. Uhlein, here's the problem as a journalist, and I guess we're all skeptical in this way. When I saw the video, and I saw it about 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon of Hillary Clinton kind of stumbling into her car, I said, oh, something obviously isn't right here. Now, my answer came later on in the day, because even though I am skeptical, I am also not suspicious. So when they said pneumonia, I said, oh, okay, that's what it was. Let's move on. Now, when Donald Trump says he's had a physical and he's going to release it on the Dr. Oz show, and 5 hours before the taping, he says, wait a second, I'm not going to do that, and I really don't know why, that is suspicious.
Maybe. It's interesting because I didn't appreciate the timing. That literally, he had said he was going to do it, and 5 hours later, he said he's not going to do it. Maybe his cholesterol is 5 points high. I'm being a little silly now. I don't want to get sucked into these conspiracy theories. I want to believe anything right or wrong about the guy. He's either going to show us his records or not. And from a political point of view, forget the medicine. From a political point of view, I think he's being. I don't think it's smart for him to now pull back, just as it was not smart for Hillary Clinton last Friday to withhold the fact she had pneumonia. Now, I know why she did it. She thought, oh my God, if I tell people I got pneumonia, Donald Trump is going to be saying I don't have energy, that I'm sick. Rudy Giuliani, you know, the king of all medical diagnosticians now, is going to be saying, watch the video. It's gotten so crazy out there, Scott. It's just time for a little common sense.
Let me ask a medical opinion, because here's how crazy it has gotten since Sunday with Hillary Clinton. Last night, one of our other hosts here on the station, last night, listens to late night radio. And he was discussing this morning how last night on one of these late night radio programs, they ran down a list of every illness Hillary Clinton has ever had and said to the point that the reason that she wears blue sunglasses is so she doesn't have epileptic fits, doesn't have seizures. is that believable?
No, it's not believable. Boy, I was just thinking to myself, if anybody ran down a list of all the illnesses I've had in my 80 years, I've had some pretty astonishing things happen to me. It would disqualify me for, walking out of my house today. But the fact is, I'm scheduled to climb Kilimanjaro again next July. So it's time to stop paying attention to this silliness. Late night radio gets pretty silly, as you know.
This question, I don't mean this to come off funny and for those are even negative, but somebody brought this up last night and I had never heard this. And when you just brought up looking at the candidates and their schedules, I thought this was quite interesting. Donald Trump is 70 years old. And it was pointed out last night on a show that he is the most overweight president since Howard Taft. You've talked about obesity as an epidemic. You've written books on this. Is that worrisome?
Worrisome? No. Is it smart for him to be overweight? No. Does it put him at slightly increased risk for medical problems? Absolutely. Does it maybe, I don't worry about that. Besides, the framers of the Constitution solved that problem for us. Something happens to him, we got a vice president, right?
We do. So in the end, because I know the story you tell about your friend who was dying of cancer and said tomorrow is not promised to anybody, really, whether you are overweight or you are 35 or you are 95 or you are running for president or your medical records are good or your medical records are bad, is medicine really just the unpredictable, unexpected?
Well, I think it's like the weather. You may recall, Scott, you may not be old enough to remember the days when the weatherman got up and said, it's going to rain tomorrow. And the next day, the sun was out, and you'd say, that guy never gets it right. And in fact, he got it right about 70% of the time. Today, the weather person gets up and says, there's a 70% chance of rain tomorrow. Can't ever be wrong when you say it that way, right? Yesterday here in Los Angeles, it was an absolutely gorgeous day. The winds reversed. A big dark cloud came in, and it rained for about a minute. I mean, it was so amazing that I, who hate rain, walked outside of my house and stood in the rain to watch this spectacle. Well, medicine's kind of the same way, you know? Donald Trump's doctor, his gastroenterologist, said this is the healthiest man in history to ever run for president. He'll be the healthiest president ever elected, which was a nonsensical statement. Nonsensical. But the fact of the matter is, even if he had an absolutely perfect physical exam, life is full of surprises. And this man could be sick next week. I don't wish this on him. Let me make that really clear. I am not wishing this on anybody. But this is what life is about. I got to tell you something. You know, I'm hoping, I'm looking forward to another dozen years or so. And when I go, I hope they walk in and say, what in the world happened? He looked fantastic yesterday. He was out there dancing. He had a physical exam, got cleared, and he's gone today. That's the way medicine is.
In the final analysis, in this week of so much talk of the medical industry and medicine and these two people, in your opinion, anything that's happened, the pneumonia, the not showing the records on Dr. Oz, the not showing medical records in general, the letter from Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton's medical records, do you see anything that disqualifies either of these candidates medically from taking that job in about 5 months?
Well, nothing that I've seen, but I want to qualify that and tell you that I have not seen that much. I mean, I also want to point out that if President Kennedy's medical records had been shown today, that it would have absolutely disqualified him for running for president. How could a man with Addison's disease run for president? Not possible.
It's interesting. It's fascinating how this has become the topic because it's medicine, medical records, and tax returns. That's how you become president. Now, it's a fascinating world, and it's always fascinating to talk with you, and I thank you for coming on twice in 1 week, and it's always interesting to learn the opinion of Dr. Art Uihlein. Dr. Uihlein, stay well, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scott. I look forward to it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Dr. Art Uihlein, medical official on the Today Show, for 23 years, has written many books, and there you have it. Sean, Trump's not going on Dr. Oz, and now you have Dr. Art Uihlein, a medical professional's opinion. What do you make of the whole shabazz?
Well, a little confused, I guess, in a way, but Dr. Uihlein just, you know, flat out says, listen, you know, he hasn't examined them, either one. He's just going by whatever the videos that are showing. As far as Dr. Oz, I think he's just wasting his time to even have Donald Trump on, ain't he?
Why do you think he canceled? Hold on. Hey, we got a call. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, how you doing today?
Doing well.
Sorry I didn't talk to you later today. I was riding down to Columbus, and I never talk while I'm on the telephone, I'm driving.
I understand that. Go right ahead.
Okay, I thought that was interesting what the doctor had to say about the whole thing. He matches my opinion there. It's probably much ado about nothing, the whole medical business. People are so paranoid about just anything at all anymore.
But do you find it suspect, and this is not coming down on Donald Trump, I know we get reamed that way, but don't you find it a little suspect that he was going to reveal this on Dr. Oz? Dr. Oz was on radio shows and television touting this yesterday, and 5 hours before it's about to happen, he says, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, it's suspicious to say the least. Dr. Oz isn't really, in the opinion of many people, not a really... He's a TV personality. He's not a doctor that's that's all wise and all knowing. In several incidents there, he advocated stuff that they sort of burned him on and said it wasn't true.
Which
so
is
I don't think Dr. Oz has any authority or extreme knowledge that qualifies him. He's a TV performer.
I agree with you, but then we have to go to the question, why did Donald Trump agree to do it, and then 5 hours before, back out of it?
I have no idea what Donald Trump has between his ears.
I don't know. But now, just to be clear, though, yesterday on this show, you said you would be more comfortable with him, somebody who you don't know what's between their ears, than Hillary for president.
I just... do you guys realize in the latest poll that you are you and Sean are members of the vast minority? This poll, it was in the paper today, 11% of the people believe that Hillary Clinton is honest. That's horrible for someone running for president.
Now this is interesting.
And again, as I said before, these polls aren't worth the paper they're printed on or the time they take up wasting with nonsense.
Well, but now here's something. Now, honestly, I say it all the time. People obviously don't buy it anymore, but it is the truth because I don't know who I'm voting for. I'm just playing counterpoint to everybody who calls in. But the truth of the matter is I wouldn't be in that poll. But you know what? I also am not saying she's honest. I'm not saying. I'm not saying she's Abe Lincoln, because she has bent the truth on several things. She did say that she turned over the devices. She did say that she said she got out among firefight. She did say that she didn't say she didn't have pneumonia, but she didn't bring it up. But you know what? One thing I say about her is she always does come back and say, and I know you think apologies don't matter, but she does come back and say, I was wrong about that.
I just question why she did it in the first place.
Well, I question every bad thing everybody does. But I guess the problem is that I prefer a person, just in life, if I was hiring somebody, I'm not going to be able to find somebody who's never told a lie in their life. But what I want is somebody who's aware of their foibles. I've never heard Donald Trump apologize for anything. He's lied about everything. And that, to me, is very worrisome as a president.
Oh, that's one of the reasons why I refuse to vote for either one of them. I don't trust them. Do you mind if I get off base on...
Go ahead.
...some things that I found very irritating in the paper today?
Go right ahead.
Okay. These are just small little items, but I thought that was dumb. They had a high school down in Texas, and they, one of their big rivals, they were getting ready to play him, and they rolled out a banner to say and showed Trump's wall, and it says the other high school paid for this. Well, the other high school was primarily Mexican, so that was considered a big major item. And oh my God, you know, you're putting all this out there, and oh, and they had to apologize and all that stuff. Come on, people. I mean, why don't you grow a little thicker skin and so you can ignore silly stuff like that? It's high school kids.
Well, you know, though...
When I was in high school, and we thought it was funny, and both sides had a big laugh out of it, our big rival was Muncie, Indiana. And so one time during one of the basketball games where it gets really rabid, Muncie started saying, Sadie Hawkins High School. Well, there was a girl named Sadie Hawkins, and she had her picture on Life magazine standing in front of our high school, and she was caught up in a big prostitute ring as a big deal. So what we started saying in return was, Dolly High School, Dolly High School. Dolly was a brothel in Muncie. So both of us were, you know, today, oh my God, you said that old...
Well,
get
I think,
over it.
Well,
know?
But here's where I think the difference is, and I don't know that's a big if it should have been a big news item, but the problem is that that is just not happening there. It's happening everywhere. The rivalry you had, it seems like an isolated incident, and isolated incidents happen all the time. The trees getting cut down here is a senior prank in Marion at a high school, and the kids being people cared about that because they were dedicated to people. That wasn't happening all over the country, and all kinds of senior pranks are done that way. The problem with things like the border issue,
wasn't a border issue. That was two high school teams harassing one another.
Right, but they're calling the other team Mexicans is what I get out of that.
Well, they are.
Right, and they mean it in a negative. But they're meaning that in a negative way,
I don't think that's not hurt anyone's feelings.
Well, you know what? I don't think anybody's going to defend a prostitute. I think people would defend Latinos. I think if they came out there and showed a picture of if you did a minstrel show today in a high school, I don't think people would say, "Well, just get over that and don't be so hard."
In high school, it was done. That's the way of the world at that time.
But not at this time.
No, now you don't dare want to insult anybody.
Well, I don't think you should insult races. If you want to do games and call people names, there are a lot of names, a lot of four-letter names that people can call each other that will hurt them just as bad. But to defame a whole race, the problem with that is that we are...
It wasn't defaming anyone.
When you are referring to people as Mexican and meaning it in a negative way, you're defaming the Mexican race. You are saying they are less than. If it wasn't, then what was the point of it? If you're not trying to say the team is less than, then why did it even matter?
You're overthinking it.
No, I'm not. Is that not what it meant? What do you think it meant?
You know, sometimes I feel lucky that I didn't go to a place like Ohio State where everyone has to feel happy about everything that's said. It's silliness.
Well, no, they feel negative about racism. You see, I think that's the skew here. You're saying that I'm glad that they did this. This is not a big deal. Get over it. The group that got chastised should get over it. But you're saying everybody else says everybody needs to be happy. No, I don't think everybody needs to be happy. I think the group that did it should not be happy. I think they should be ashamed of themselves because they're condemning a whole race of people. And
they're
when
not condemning anyone, it's a game.
Well, what did that mean then? Why didn't they call them hey white boys?
Call them Ofe.
What's that?
Ofe.
Okay.
You familiar with that term?
No. What is that?
Look it up.
Okay. Well, why didn't they call them that? I mean, I don't understand that point there, but what I'm saying, if they called them, hey, you bunch of white guys, why not do that? Same thing.
Ofe is the equivalent of using the N-word.
Okay. Could you do that? Would that be okay?
It's a black person's response to the N-word.
Okay.
Check it out.
So you're saying it's negative toward white people?
Absolutely.
Okay, but we shouldn't care about that. Get over it, thicken your skin, move on.
Brush it off. If people anymore have a great desire to complain about something.
Sean, what do you think?
I mean, the world's going crazy.
My question is it a big deal or not? Is it really a big deal?
It's not newsworthy, but I don't think they should have done it.
Okay.
Because you know why? Because there's another story in the newspaper a few days ago about an elementary school kid in Pennsylvania who went to school and came home crying the first day because all the kids were yelling, "Go back to Mexico." You know what? And kids at that age don't even know what that means. And that kid who's 5 or 6 years old doesn't understand that. Is that funny? Should the people in that school just let it go, thicken your skin?
No, they should reprimand the students that said it.
Right, but why are they saying it? They're saying it because the guy who's running for the most powerful office in the world is saying it, and it's become an issue now, and Mexicans are being demonized. I mean, it's very clear they're being demonized. So that's what this high school was doing. They were trying to use... If the word Mexican becomes an insult, then we got a problem in the United States. And that's exactly what that was.
They didn't use the word Mexican at all. All they had was a picture.
And what was the thing again for people who didn't listen?
Sponsored by, or no, paid for by this other college, the other school.
Who are going to pay for the wall. Right?
Right now.
Who are going to pay for the wall.
Yeah.
So they're, okay, who does Trump say is going to pay for the wall?
What does that have to do with this issue?
Because that's what we're talking about. Why did they do it? Did they just pull that out of the air? Was that macrame?
Well, the whole thing, and we've already talked on the show about it. It wasn't a big deal, but all of a sudden it's in the national news.
It's a national news story. It shouldn't be in the national news. I'll agree with that. But I don't think that I think that's ridiculous that that's what this presidential election has come to, that people, you wouldn't have seen that last football season.
Well, I disagree with both of you on that. I think it should be in the national news because as Donald Trump is teaching these young kids wrong things, wrongdoings, then I think the parents and everybody needs to know what kind of president that we're dealing with, possible. Because if he's starting to trouble, you know, these kids watch these commercials all the time.
Well, I feel it shouldn't be in the national news, not because it's not a story, but because I think we got bigger fish to fry.
Well, yeah, true, too. That's true, too. But,
yeah.
But what I'm saying, I don't know if Donald Trump's, these kids watch these commercials.
Yes, I do think it's wrong, and I think they should be reprimanded.
Oh, they were reprimanded. The school apologized to the other one.
Yeah.
Good.
But again, it wasn't something that's worth that sort of a complaint, you know?
Yeah.
Well, but I think it's
overdone. Overdone.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's what are we going to see if this man becomes president? Because we're about 55 days from it. Yeah, we don't know, but
we
you
don't
do.
Have a clue
but
what
but,
he's gonna
but
do.
But now wait a second. See, that is wrong, and I'll tell you why that's wrong. That's a bunch of baloney. Because you could say that with any president ever. Because you could say, well, Ronald Reagan had never been president. I didn't know what he was going to do. Bill Clinton, I didn't know what he was going to do. George Bush, I didn't know what he was going to do. Obama, I didn't know what he was going to do. And you don't know what Hillary's going to do. Hillary could walk in there and be the best president you've ever seen. Or the worst. And same thing with Trump.
No.
But the problem is that everybody says, well, we don't know about Trump because he's never been a politician. Well, baloney, because then we should have never elected Eisenhower. We should have said, my goodness, listen, Eisenhower's just a war general. Now, if you want him fighting your war, good. If you want him for president, we don't know how he's going to be. He could be good. He could be bad. We don't know.
And the funny thing about Eisenhower that you mentioned there, I read a biography of Truman. He actually, before he ran in 48, he went to Eisenhower and asked him if he would run. He said, if you will run as president, I will revert back to the vice president. And Eisenhower wasn't sure whether he's a Democrat or Republican that time and turned it down.
Well, there you go. But I don't know.
But like I say, these others are minor things, too, that I found irritating.
Okay.
Ohio University. You heard about the deal about Ohio University.
No, I haven't. What is that?
Okay. Roger Ailes, a graduate, he gave him $500,000 some time ago, and they named a room for him.
Oh, I heard about. Oh, I did hear about this. Yeah.
Well, now they pulled it back. They're renaming it. They're sending his money back.
Yeah.
What the hell does it matter what his name is on there? People don't pay any attention to that.
I don't know. I guess it's their prerogative.
$500,000 returning $500,000 because of the fact that the guy's sort of a bum. And there's one even worse to me that was on the news last week. Public school out in California insisted on changing their name because they thought it was disgraceful who it was named for. It was George Washington High School. Come on, people. Grow up.
I mean,
what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter to me one way or another, but I guess this is a free market economy, and this is a free speech society, and if you want to change the name...
Is it a free speech society?
I thought so, until the football player kneeled down, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then apparently not. But, yeah, well, it is a free speech society, or Trump would have been in jail about 9 months ago. But the point is that if you want to change your name, change your name. If the majority of that school thinks you should, go ahead and do it.
And, of course, the reasoning is, you know, back in the time when it was legal and accepted that Jones Lacy did, now all of a sudden, 250 years later, you decide, my gosh, that was so bad. We should rewrite history and take him off our school's name.
Well, I think, some of this, of course, it's trivial stories, but some of it is interesting because would you name a school, if a school wanted to open up in Marion, Ohio today, and the majority of people in that school wanted to call it Adolf Hitler High, would you have a problem with that? Because I think some Jewish people might.
I think we should be a little bit put out that the thing's named what it is. He was a bad president.
Who?
First.
Who's that? Harding?
Harding.
Oh, you're going to step on some toes now.
That's too bad.
Well, he did do things in a closet at the White House with...
He did, and he was a almost pedophile level.
Well,
was she, 16 when she got pregnant?
No, she was older than that. She was older than that. But I guess it's what they want to do. I can't stop them.
Oh, and the one that really I thought was totally politically correct thing, they had an article about movies. Okay, and there's a big thing about it was that it's disgraceful, but the last year, there were too few old people in movies. And sometimes they make racist remarks about these old people. Grow up. Anyone my age has grown that extra amount of skin there to not be worried about that.
Old people aren't a race. How can you make a racist remark?
That's what this article said. Everything's not racial.
Old people aren't a race. I don't understand that, I guess. Mexicans are a race. African Americans are a race. Where are old people a race?
To meet the new one, any movie that you put out has to have one Latino, one black person, one old person. Maybe we can slip in a young person in there.
I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is that when 100 movies are made and none are projected, are they doing it because they want to make money? Because obviously there's an African American viewing block, there's a senior citizen viewing block. Just go down to the matinee, all you see is gray hair down there in the afternoon, and nothing wrong with that. You think you want to make a movie?
They're talking about the ones on screen, not the ones in the audience.
Right, but I'm saying, do older people, would they go see a movie about older people? Cocoon was big.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I figure people could do what they want to do, and we are an example of that every afternoon. Because to the point where people have gotten in this country where they think Donald Trump would be a great leader on any level, to me that's baffling. The things that man has said... Just period. He does have a resume. And you know what? That's the resume he's walking in the White House with. Period. And if people don't like that, too bad. You can vote for him. I'm saying, I know the Ku Klux Klan's going to vote for him. David Duke has made that very clear, that he wants them to vote for him. And it's your right to vote for who you want. But to say that this man's an unknown, baloney. Baloney. He shows us who he is every day.
Do we know at this point in time what the Klan's like? Is it exactly like it was when the lynchings and stuff?
I don't know that they do lynchings anymore because that's illegal.
What do they do?
They try to preserve the white race, and they want it to stay pure.
And that's it?
That's it. Now, that's a big... you cannot dictate and marry. You cannot try to keep a majority Caucasian here in the United States. That's not how it works. Whatever happens, happens. Deal with it.
I'll tell you, it's not like it used to be.
They used to hang people from trees.
I don't agree with the Klan, but I don't think it's the Klan that... went out and terrorized people.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think if the Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard, who is running for Senate, do you think if he wins that Senate seat that there are going to be any African Americans in his cabinet? Do you think any African Americans are going to get any equal treatment as Caucasians in that state?
I don't know.
That's the problem. You don't know. And that's why the unknown is a problem. You don't know. Because with Hillary, you can say, oh, my goodness, I think she could do something horrible. But, you know, Hillary has been in many offices, and as far as I know, we're still here. And by the way, for all the people who've criticized Obama for so long, who don't like facts, that the household income right now is at an all-time high in about the last 40 years. How did that happen? Coming off a recession with a horrible president who's just a senator, community organizer, who has no experience.
Well, he's certainly far from perfect. A lot of stuff
does he?
He's done.
Does he?
And one of the biggest things is, everyone wonders why ISIS and people are signing up for ISIS. In a lot of cases, it's because we killed their family. We went out there to try to kill a few of the militants, the ones that were involved in that civil war. And what we ended up killing in most places was the families, you know, the people that had nothing to do with it.
Sure.
And I know someone had bombed my family because they wanted to, get rid of someone. I'm not going to go with them.
I'll tell you who did that. It was a guy named Bush.
He was
mistaken, I guess, but it was a guy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that as soon as Obama came in, he got us out of there.
He never increased the troops.
But he didn't get us out of there.
Well, you can't just end a war that day.
Well, he kind of did, in a way, because he called for me. He announced the date on which we were going to get out of there.
Yeah.
Now, if that didn't encourage ISIS and them to, let's revolt.
But you just qualified why ISIS does what they do. You said they did because they killed their family members. You think whether I say we're going to pull out on November 25th or March 25th, that you're still not going to hate the United States because we killed your family? The problem is killing the family. The man who killed the family was George W. Bush, not Barack Obama. But he's the founder of ISIS.
But your next president said that. I read a sort of a diatribe by a guy that a veteran that had been to Afghanistan and all, and he basically says we should quit celebrating 9/11.
Well, I don't know that I think we commemorate it.
He feels we should dump that. He says that the base result was they killed 3,000 of us. So we go to war with them, and we kill 300,000 of their people. He says, and we're still there, and we're still taking the same approach. The business of, right now we have by far the most expensive and the most well-equipped army in the world. Why are we increasing that? Are we determined we're going to fight forever about anything that isn't one of our doctrines?
You know what? We're going to come up on the break, so we'll continue this next hour. Thank you for calling in.
All righty.
740-383-9944. We do have about 2 minutes left. I wanted, if anybody else has anything to say, I want them to get in. We are going to take a break and come back and talk more next hour. 740-383-9944. And also, Sean, I wanted you to get your 90 seconds in on this. What do you think of everything that was just said?
Well, most definitely, Bush. I mean, he was he's the one of sent us to war. But far as everything else goes, I don't know. It's crazy overall. I mean, it's mind blowing. It's just like, no president is going to be perfect. There's nobody out there that's perfect.
But I guess the big discussion there was, is it true that we don't know what Trump's going to do? And we do know what Hillary's going to do?
Well, we don't really know exactly what Trump's going to do because he hasn't really said what he's going to do. He says certain things, but I'm sorry, but I just don't want the man behind the desk with the codes.
Did it bother anybody that he said that Mexico was going to pay for the wall?
Yeah.
And Mexico said, we're not paying for the wall?
True.
So what's he going to do?
Who knows?
Start a war with Mexico?
Right, and I wanted to bring this up before we go to break here. Now, the ads on TV, the commercials. Now, how many ads do you see Hillary Clinton's ads? How am I going to say this? In a bad way. Not too many of them. Yeah, you know, but you see a lot of these commercials from Donald Trump that these kids are watching. It's just like this high school down there.
We're coming back in about 15 minutes. Much more to talk about Barry Farber in the bottom of the next hour. And boy, there are some stories we haven't even got to that are pretty interesting. Stay tuned.
For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do